Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name's Larry Garfield, or Krell. I'm the senior lead of programming services at Palantir.net, none of which has anything to do with the database layer, which is a completely gutted and rewritten system that leverages all of the fun new features of PHP 5 for database handling, and then builds even cooler stuff on top of that.
So what does that mean, that we can just plug in any database now? Talk a little bit more. What is this PDO and what's it mean?
Well, PDO is the PHP 5 abstracted database layer. It does not abstract the differences in SQL between different databases, of which there are many, but it abstracts the way you access the database. So instead of having the MySQL underscore query function and the PGSQL underscore query function and the Oracle underscore query function, you just have a connection object of type MySQL connection or Postgres connection, and then a query method on it. So you don't need to rewrite all of your PHP code to change databases. You just need to make sure your SQL works with it, which is a non-trivial problem on its own because SQL is not all that standardized, but that's what the additional layers that we put on top of PDO do, is abstract out most of the ugly parts of SQL differences so that we can write fairly portable queries.
What is this going to give to Drupal developers, and what ultimately is it going to give to end users?
Well, first thing, actually kind of where I started with it, is security. PDO uses named placeholders for native database placeholder support instead of playing around with %s and %d and, oh, do I put quote marks around this or not? That all gets handled down in C code. So it's a little bit faster, and you don't have to worry about whether you quote something or not, because a full query string is never actually built, so SQL injection is almost impossible. More importantly, we have query builders in core for the different types of query, which means instead of trying to build up a dynamic query with string parsing and remembering if you need a space here or a space there and do I need a comma, you just create a query object and call methods on it to say, okay, add this condition to it, I want this field, I want this field, and just run it, and it will build the entire query for you. Actually, all the modifier queries, so insert, update, delete, and merge queries, all use that all the time. And there's also one available for select queries if you're doing dynamic stuff with it. What that lets us do then is, it's like the same insert query can run on MySQL and on Oracle without having to deal with the weirdness that Oracle or Postgres have on insert queries on certain types of fields that other databases don't. And along the way, we are also able to do things like support multi-insert statements, transactions, merge queries, all in database-specific ways, but with a common API in front of them. So it's now a lot easier to leverage modern database features without having to write separate code for every database.
And how is this going to interact with Vues? I know that Vues is a query builder in Drupal 6, and it relies upon the existing system. So what happens in the future of Vues with this new database layer?
We're still working on that. To a large extent, it doesn't change a great deal about Vues, because the really interesting parts of Vues are not the SQL query builder. It's the layer on top of that where you define the rich fields and route that to theme functions and figure out, okay, if I need this table, then I also need this table, I also need this table. And that's pretty much unchanged or shouldn't be affected by any of the stuff that we've done. Vues has its own SQL query builder internally. The goal is that Vues can drop that in favor of using the core query builder and then add a wrapper around it that adds the Vue-specific things it needs. The advantage there, most developers except Earl Miles won't notice a difference at that point in Vues, except if they're doing fancy stuff in a Vues plugin, they'll have access to the core query builder's functionality, which at this point is richer than the Vues query builder. It supports things like subselects, it supports node access directly, so hook query alter is the new system, the DB rewrite SQL is dead. You can build pager queries and table sort queries in a dynamic fashion. You can do very complicated and, or, XOR, nested, where clauses, things like that fairly easily. And so those who are doing fancy stuff with SQL can do it in a common standard way that's supported directly in core. And also then all of the database-specific weirdness can be handled in core as well, or at least as much as we can possibly get in there.
So from an end user's perspective, they come to a website, we have this new PDO layer in Drupal 7. What will they be able to do functionally that they couldn't do before?
Just random web server? Not all that much. This is really a developer-oriented change, and to some extent a system administrator change. So for example, we now support transactions in core, which means that if you're on a database that supports transactions, then you will get rollback behavior. So we still have to add this part, but for example, right now, if you have a PHP error in a hook node API, then if you try and save a node, it'll get halfway through the node and die. And half the node is saved and half the node isn't. And that sucks. With transactions, you can say, okay, there was an error, roll back, and then undo all of those queries you just ran. So that gives you much better data integrity. So that's supported. We support master-slave replication. So someone running a large high-end site, like, say, Drupal.org, can set up a master database server and a couple of slave servers and don't have to do anything to core to be able to support that. They just set up, okay, use these slave servers as well, and those queries in core that can run against the slave server are marked to do so if available, and it'll just start using the slave server. And if you don't have a slave server set up, which most people don't, there's no change until you need to add one, then you just kind of drop a server in, write a new line in your settings PHP, and boom, you're running a master-slave server. So it's much more for developers and system administrators than it is for end users. End users really aren't going to see any change here, I think. Except possibly a little bit in performance if we're able to take advantage of some of those crazy database features in certain places, but probably not much difference for them.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.